Have you checked your thoughts lately? In today's episode, we are going to talk about your thoughts.
Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, mind body eating coach, author, fun foodie, and all the other fun things you can find at hikinichandler.com. This conversation is all about self-love, your journey to self-love. So are you ready? Grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey there. So have you checked your thoughts lately? What have you been focused on? A lot of times we don't realize that our thoughts form things. Or the situation that you're in right now, it started with one thought. Sometimes you don't realize you may get trapped in those negative thoughts or that stinking thinking. You may think, oh, okay, it's okay. Let me process this. I'm very emotional. I need to like really get through this. Well, what happens when you don't bounce back? What happens when you look up one day and that one thing that you may have been focused on becomes your reality? At first, it just seemed like just one little thought. But you look over your life and you see that that thought that you had became a habit. And that habit became a lifestyle. It became your mood. You never look around or you know someone, I'm not talking about you, but maybe you know someone that is always negative. They're always saying that, oh, you better watch out, or oh, don't do that, or oh. Have you pulled back the curtain to see how their life is? I'm just saying, not to judge or anything like that, but a lot of times you gotta watch that person telling you to watch out. A lot of times people are trying to pull you in their misery and their discomfort. Because if you get pulled in, you're going to look and you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be the one saying, oh, you better watch out. Oh, you shouldn't do that. It may seem kind of humorous, funny, whatever. But get real for a second. If you can really do, what should I say? I don't know. Just sit there and maybe you want to do a brain dump on this. Get your pen and paper out and just write down some things in your life that you don't like. How do you think that thing started? And you may say, well, you don't know my life. Girl, you don't know my life. I had a rough life. And I'm not discrediting your life or the things that you went through, because you may have had a horrible childhood. You may have had things to happen to you that were not pleasant at all. But as you grow older, you can decide if you're going to stay in that place, or you're going to come out a winner, you're going to come out a survivor, you're going to come out changed. Because that's the best thing you can do with that crap situation that you may have experienced in your life, is to come out an overcomer, to come out changed. So what have you been thinking about lately? We know the state of this world is uncertain. It's weird. We haven't seen this before. I think about my childhood. We had fun. I'm 40 years old, so if you're around my age or my age, we had some fun times growing up, especially in the 90s, in the crisscross era, Bobby Brown, Tupac, Biggie, all those people. We had fun. My cousins and I used to make up dances. My best friend and I used to make up dances. We had fun. But of course, some things weren't always, you know, glamorous. Because I grew up in a household that wasn't really stable. My stepdad had some challenges and things weren't always happy. Sometimes we had to do without. But just thinking about that, what if I would have let that stay with me? What if I would have said, well, I can't do XYZ because my home life wasn't stable? There are times when I did want to not do anything because of the way I was brought up. But guess what? I focused on the good parts, the things that I enjoyed, the things that were happy, the happy times, the happy moments, the encouragement I got through the midst of it all. And I decided to bank my life on that. And so I decided something switched in my head that I was going to go for what I wanted in life. And no, it wasn't always the best. But I learn and I bounce back and keep it moving. Every day you have to make that decision based on your thoughts. Check yourself. Are your thoughts about you uplifting or are they considered toxic? And as we talk about self-love and learning how to love your body, are the thoughts towards your body uplifting or are they considered toxic? What do you say about yourself? Do you look in the mirror and call yourself ugly or do you feel ugly? A lot of times we miss that. Your thinking is directly connected to your emotions. All of that. Everything is connected. People try to isolate things, but all that is connected. You know, if you start thinking things, you get a rumble in your tummy. If you're hungry or if you feel scared, you'll feel that, you'll feel it and you'll think about running. Or I'm thinking about, I know it's not that funny, but I'm thinking about running from a dog, you know. That's what I thought. That's my first thought. You're like, oh, let me run. As a kid, you know, you're trying to figure out, should I run or should I stay? But when you think about different things and you feel it, and even with your body, you think your body is not up to par, and you start feeling that energy center in your body is being disrupted. And guess what? Your body is getting out of balance. Your heart is getting out of balance. Those thoughts are becoming toxic. And so I want you to be mindful of your thoughts. Are you happy with the path your thoughts have taken you? Are you happy? Let that marinate. If you are unhappy, then something needs to change. I invite you on a journey of change to change the psychology of you. mind, body, changing the way you think, changing those thought processes, learning how to tackle those goals spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. I invite you to the Self-Care Boss Society. It's a membership community that helps you learn how to reach those goals, learning how to change that mindset and to be the best version of you. It is a membership where you'll receive accountability. And guess what? It's open just for you. You can go to HykeneyChandler.com/join and learn more about it. And I can't wait to see you there. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.